Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, super friends, let's hop away from that situation and let's get on to the old legend train.
There you go.
I hear it coming. Here comes that train. My good old friend gonna take me away to another land. Another place, like maybe, if possibly, Louisiana. I was talking about Louisiana a little bit on my last show and talking about a little bit of my stuff on Facebook, which, you know, Facebook gets kind of tiring, I'm telling you, really, super friends. I can post up stuff about trying to help this situation. I'm trying to clean up the riverside. I'm take care of pollution. Nobody cares one bit. But I talk about other things that might hurt feelings. I'm not going to go through all that tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk about stories of yesterday. Times when I know a lot of my great friends out there, I know it's stories you probably never were told, so I might as well tell them to you because I'm your friend, Master Legend. And, well, I can tell you some good old Louisiana stories. Back in the day, oh yeah, back in the day when I had a dial telephone on the wall. Yep, there wasn't even answering machines back then. It was a much simpler and less aggravating time, let me say. You might say, yeah, you know, for business purposes and stuff like that. And to keep up with your good friends, that's a good thing. But now, the way things are, it would ring late at night around dinner time. They always called. It would be school teacher from the Catholic school complaining about me once again, making my daddy get mad. And when he dropped his fork, oh no, when he threw down his steak knife, you know what that meant? That meant beatings and starvation, locked in the closet and stuff. I'll tell you my great old stories of Louisiana. Well, that's just part of it. For all those people out there think Master Legend hasn't seen anything, you don't know or have a clue. One day when I write my book, and I've had some people ask me to write a book. The problem is, every time I try to work with someone to write a book, they can't get through the first chapter. It's not because they can't write the story. It's just too emotionally disturbing. And I don't blame them, because Master Legend tells you he came from hell and back, and went back again, and even destroyed them when he came back again. I'm not joking. I'm not lying to you. But anyway, how about I talk about where I come from? I come from New Orleans. I was born in New Orleans, land of swamps, voodoo, the capital of murder at the time. That's okay. Master Legend didn't, hey, I didn't fall for it. I'm still here. I'm still talking to you. You can hear me. There was other good things, though. There was good things, like going out crawfishing and crabbing, swamp life. Well, yes, there was dangerous snakes and all kinds of spiders. Quicksand. I even fell in quicksand once. Thank goodness I saw something about Steve Austin's $6 Million Man, how he got out the quicksand. That's what saved me, just because I saw that episode. I was a little kid selling that quicksand. I have walked and jumped across a team of alligators. People don't believe that. But I was running from gunshots, and I had to run across a swamp, and there was alligators laying next to one another. I ran. See, I used to be fast. I make the flash look slow back in them days. And they were trying to bite me and hit me with their tails. But before they could get me, I was on the next one. And I jumped over at least 10 or 12. I'd swam through snake pits. I became a purple dragon because I had to pass all these tests of manhood back in Louisiana and West Wego, passing the test of manhood. I would dare any of these people that like to talk bad about me to come and try to do what I have done. And I have witnesses around to still prove it. My good old friend Robert Bourgeois, he knows. He was there. Me and him had to pass those tests of manhood together. And we had to jump water towers. We had to go fight grown men in barrooms. We had to go run through these fields and get shot at. We had to go through the three canals of death, which first one, and we had other people with us, but they didn't make it that far. And nobody made it as far as I did. Final test of manhood. You see, that's why people think I'm joking, a real man, all that. Most of the time, I really am joking. But the truth is, I did some stupid stuff, and hey, test of manhood. And so finally, after I passed all through these other tests of manhood, I had to face the three canals of death. The three canals of death. And the first one, they had all these long type of vines growing under the water. And there was ants and everything on top of it. So you had to swim through that canal and get bit up by ants. And then they had all these vines that were like razor sharp cutting you up and tangling around your legs. But I did it. I got through it. The second one was a landing strip. And I'm talking, you get out of that one canal, you got to run over this land of sticker bushes and rocks and go ahead, have some fun. Try to do what Master Legend has done. And then I had to jump in to this other canal, which was a landing strip for airplanes. There was a guy in the tower. He was up there high in the tower. Get out of that water. You know, cursing me out, but I knew I had to keep going. And there was an airplane coming down as fast as I could. And my friend Robert, he was still there with me. He was. I don't know how he did it, but he was right there alongside. But then we got over the next span of land, and I think they were calling the cops and anything on us by then. And then came the snake pit. And, I mean, I looked at that canal, and the snakes were swimming around like spaghetti. They were like spaghetti swimming around. I'm like, oh, no. But they had a raft. They said, if you can't swim it, get on that raft and just paddle yourself on back over to this side. But you won't be passing the test of manhood, and you will not receive your purple dragon jacket. I said, oh, no. But I remembered a verse from the Bible. And it said how Jonah had to face those lions in the lion's den. You know what? I'll push you in that raft. I will push you across the canal. And he got in the raft, and I got in that water. The snakes were swimming all around me, their faces looking right dead in my eyes. Their little heads popping up right in front of me, all over, swimming between my arms, under my legs, all around me. Poisonous water moccasins by the thousands. Put my hand on the Bible. It's right here. I did it, and I made it across. And I was the only one who passed test of manhood out of, I think it was about 16 guys. I'm the only one that did it. saying, it took a lot of skill. There was a lot of teaching that I was lucky enough to learn from that, to pass the test of manhood. And, well, in a lot of cases, you know, some people would call test stupidity. Because not many people would dare do such stuff. But me in my younger days, I didn't care. I really didn't. I come from a daddy and mama that never cared about me one bit. Daddy killed himself at a young age and beat me all the time. My mama beat me too and starved me and stuff and went through hell. I was glad to be swimming out in those swamps with the quicksand, mosquitoes, leeches, stung by so many bees. I'm not allergic to any plant. I've been through the swamp so much. Poison sumac, poison ivy, or any of that stuff has no effect on me. I have such a high antihistamine buildup in me that any plant and a lot of insects have no effect on me at all. Even black widow spiders. When I was in Georgia, I got bit by 3 at one time. They say that killed normal man, but the legend is not a normal man. I don't have, the time runs so fast when I'm telling my stories, I tell you. But if you ever get a chance, look up Fort Pike on Google. Just Google Fort Pike in Louisiana, and you'll see a place I used to hang out all the time. Good times. There used to be a bar next to it called the Captain's Quarters. And pretty women. I'm talking about, forgive me. Oh, no, I said it again. Oh, pretty women. Those little short Daisy Duke pants, you know, the shorts. And they were serving up free crawfish and crabs. You know, you could eat all you wanted. All you had to do was just buy a few beers. It was like heaven on earth. And then you look out, and you're right there at Fort Pike. It was amazing. Very amazing. And then I would go and travel off to the other side, the North Shore, where there was an abandoned hotel where a lot of us used to go hang out. And it was the haunted hotel where the story of the man in the mirror. I'm not talking about Michael Jackson. This is one of a guy who hung himself in the mirror. And he hung himself in front of this mirror. And then they had to shut down that certain hotel room because it was haunted. And this, I could tell you many haunted stories. Believe me, there is a spiritual world and there is things that you may not want to admit, but it's true. So anyway, just to make the story short here, the guy hung himself in front of that mirror and people would go and especially women, they'd see that man, they'd go in the bathroom and they'd see that man hang himself and they'd go tell him in the mirror. And the manager finally, they said, we're not letting anyone go back in that room anymore. And they shut down that room. But anyway, Super Friends, speaking about shutting it down, comes time, the old legend's got to ramble on. And I appreciate everybody. And like I say, I don't mean to offend anyone. I'm your friend. I'm not your enemy. And I'll see you later.